We began with the fire at Notre Dame, a tragedy that drew the attention of the world. We intuited that there was much more to this fascination than simply the sadness at the loss of a beautiful and venerable building. We endeavored to find out what that was. One of the marks of our contemporary Western culture is that we are perhaps the first civilization in recorded history to be moving in the direction of a complete secularism. In practically any other culture, anywhere in the world, the relationship to the divine has been paramount. St. Augustine said long ago, "Lord, you have made us for yourself. Therefore, our heart is restless until it rests in thee." And he's still right. Despite our materialism and secularism, we still long for God. We were riveted to the fire at Notre Dame because we intuited that that great building and others like it speak to us still of God. In their luminosity and verticality, in their decorations and symbolic devices, in their harmonies and proportions, in the way that they gather all of creation into right praise, these old buildings still speak to us of God. And we legitimately feared that in losing Notre Dame, we would lose something infinitely precious. Indeed, something that our souls cannot live without. So, let us learn once again to read the cathedrals and to cherish them.